You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
What's going on, K-State Nation? The Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition, the PPPD edition of this podcast. A.D. Greer here for this K-State Podcast. All things K-State. Renew the podcast. Welcome on board to the program here today. And, of course, you've been following us for quite a while now. Of course, appreciate your help and your support. And this, of course, podcast is partnered, presented to you by the Inaugural Auto Fest 2022, which is now officially a month out, folks, here in Manhattan, Kansas, August 6th. So that will take place on the west side of Manhattan at the back parking lot of the Midwest Car Collection Center over there. Okay, so real quick here on this Football Friday, obviously, I can go back, I can recap quite a few things, obviously, highlighted by the Avery Johnson, commit right here to K-State. Of course, he has one more year of high school football down there in Wichita, Kansas, Mays High, along with his teammate, Dylan Edwards. Okay, so now, take a look at this, folks. Six players, we're focusing on this year's team anyway, six players, which is a league high for Kansas State. Actually, I should say the conference league high anyway. Six, of course, Enduke Uzomah on that list. Deuce Vaughn, O-lineman Cooper Beebe, Malik Knowles, wide receiver, senior linebacker Daniel Green, and counterpart senior teammate Julius Brents is also on that list as well. Six K-State players earned preseason all Big 12 honors here ahead of Big 12 Media Days, which will take place next Wednesday. And we'll have full recap of the Media Days here on the Pro Project Podcast daily / weekly editions, as well as we get you count down the K-State football 2022 style September 3rd. K-State, this is the most players coming into the season. Baylor, obviously, right there. Baylor, the defending Big 12 champions, had five on the list there. Iowa State had four. West Virginia also had four as well. The six Wildcats selected to the big preseason on Big 12 team were the most, or I should say is the most, going back since 2000. Enduke Uzomah is the first Wildcat to be named the preseason offense or defensive player of the year, going all the way back since Darren Sproles was the preseason Big 12 offensive player of the year award. Preseason Big 12 offensive player of the year. Back in 2004, obviously, Uzomah coming off the huge 2022. There as well. I'm going to be bouncing around a little bit there. Deuce Vaughn enters this year ranked in the top 10 nationally among active players in six categories. Obviously, he's going to need, in addition to that, 98 receiving yards to become just the 10th player in Big 12 history to become a 2,000 rushing yard rusher and a 1,000 receiving yards in his career. Yes, I said it. So, with the offense, obviously, Colin Klein is installing. I rarely go on his podcast and make bold predictions, but that's an easy slam dunk right there, giving all things if he stays healthy right there or not. Cooper Beebe was a 13-game starter at left tackle last season, and picked up his first team all Big 12 honors from both leagues, coaches, and Associated Press. And he was the youngest, and probably still is the youngest, offensive lineman to be named to the first team by either organization. Of course, Beebe from Kansas City. And remember, his younger brother already committed to K-State earlier in the spring / summer as well. Malik Knowles, an All-American as a kick returner last year, earned first team all Big 12 honors for the discipline for the discipline after finishing second in the nation in kickoff returns for touchdowns, which he had two of them last year. Fourth on average, 33 yards per kick. Enters the 2022 season tied for second nationally among active players in career kickoff return touchdowns. Three and fifth in average, 28.9. And he's also obviously from Mansfield, Texas. Going down here, down to the list here, I believe. All right, did not want to cross those two up. Okay, Daniel Green from Portland, Oregon, earned honorable mention Big 12 accolades last year after leading the team in both tackles and tackles for loss. Tackles with 89, Darren, tackles for loss with 16 of those. As well, he ranked 18th nationally and 4th in the Big 12 with 5.3 solo tackles per game. He also finished 22nd in the country with 2 fumble recoveries there. As well, he's in his career, solo tackle-wise, coming into his senior year at K-State, 115 solo tackles there. And he's needing 54 more this upcoming year to enter the school's top 10 list there. And last but not least there, Julius Brents, a transfer from Iowa last season, coming to K-State, also earned honorable mention All-Big 12 recognition last season after starting all 13 games. At the cornerback position, he posted his first interception as a Wildcat against OU and knocked away 2 other passes, including one in K-State's rolling victory, smack dab spanking over LSU 42-20 in the Texas Bowl a few earlier this year. I say because it was the last game before the national championship game earlier this year. So, but yes, as I mentioned earlier, K-State will take part, obviously, in the Big 12 Media Days next Wednesday at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. And already representing us down there will be, of course, Chris Klieman, Deuce Vaughn, Daniel Green, Adrian Martinez on the offensive side of the ball, and the defensive representative, Eli Huggins, nose tackle for K-State, will be representing us as well. Fans, K-State Nation, you can watch the Big 12 Media Days on both ESPNU and the Big 12 Now Network, while coverage throughout the day will be available on all K-State social platforms there as well. And again, K-State again will be opening up the 2022 season here in Manhattan, Bill Snyder Family Stadium, September 3rd against South Dakota there as well. So there will be a reminder, a couple more reminders coming up. Obviously, we'll have one more weekly edition coming up, episode coming up this weekend, so we'll have a reminder there. And of course, I'll remind you again throughout our dailies, and we'll have post media day reaction Big 12 style here on this podcast as well. So definitely things are heating up here with this weather, as it's really hot here in Manhattan, Kansas. The dog days of summer continues here in the Little Apple. The action is about to get really serious here. Big 12 media days down there, Chris Klieman will lead the way with his other stars next Wednesday. I've said that 4 times. But yes, next Wednesday, Big 12 Media Days, we'll have post coverage of that as well. Yes, I know it's a Wednesday. We've been doing dailies since late June, 3 days a week with the additional weekly in it. But this week, obviously, we're going to have 2 weeklies coming out. One's already out post Avery Johnson's commitment here to K-State. That's already out. If you have not downloaded that, please do that as well. Make sure you're subscribed to the Purple Project Podcast if you're not already, because we'll be kicking things right back up with everyday coverage of K-State athletics, whether that's football. Obviously, there's more sports besides football and basketball. We got soccer be coming up next month, beginning that. Volleyball will be kicking off. They're doing their thing as well next month as well. You got the inaugural car show as well. If you're into cars, classic antique cars as well, the inaugural car show is going to be right here in Manhattan, Kansas, Auto Fest 2022 in another month, August 6th. That's when, actually, I've been also promoting the soccer game as well, the exhibition game, August 6th. So a jam-packed day, August 6th. Mark that down, K-State Nation, for that as well. For right now, we're going to close out this Football Friday edition of the Purple Project Podcast, July 8th, 2022 style. Eddie Greer, again, if you have not checked out the latest daily, episode 107 of the Purple Project Podcast. Make sure you do that. We'll be cranking out another one. Me and Alex, my co-host, sitting down recording tonight. And that will be up on tomorrow night as well. So we're really reeling off these dailies and weekly editions here as the summer rolls along, which has been weather-wise pretty crazy to say the least. But right now, K-State football in the books on this edition of Podcast 80 Greer. Go Cats! You have been listening to the Purple Project Podcast.